Hey guys, how you all doing? Danny Cumber again here, and today is the 21st of September 2021, which is World Gratitude Day. I actually cannot believe this. Oh, and by the way, before I start, this is episode number 4, which I can't believe. I'm absolutely loving them. I literally can't wait. I'm like, right, when can I plan to do my podcast? The feedback has been incredible. I've got you guys telling me you're listening to them in the car, in the shower, at home, and that they're really, really helping you. So I cannot wait. And I cannot wait for this episode. So it's World Gratitude Day, the 21st of September. And it's so crazy because I opened my eyes this morning. I did my gratitudes, like I always do. And then I always post a morning inspirational post on Facebook. And today I posted about gratitude. I posted about the fact that I'm so grateful. And it's so strange, right? Because I never knew that it was World Gratitude Day. But still, I chose to do that post this morning. It wasn't until after I saw, oh, it's 21st of September, it's World Gratitude Day. So I was like, you know what? This is going to be such an amazing day to do a podcast about gratitude, because I wanted to do one anyway, because gratitude has truly, truly changed my life in phenomenal ways. So I wanted to share that with you guys. And what a better day to do it. So today's podcast is going to be all about gratitude. And I literally cannot wait to get stuck in and tell you guys how gratitude has truly changed my life, my business, and who I am. It's changed everything about me. Being grateful is literally so powerful. Powerful, and so many people do not realize how powerful it is to be grateful. I didn't know. Network marketing taught me this. People that I've met through network marketing taught me this. I didn't know before my network marketing business that gratitude was so, so powerful. But over the past 6 years and all of the success that I've had, gratitude has played a massive, massive part of it. And I'm a massive believer. If you're not grateful for what you currently have, you will never, ever, ever get more. If you're not grateful, say, for example, you want to rank up in your business, get to the next position, you will never do that if you're not grateful for where you're at right now. Okay, so I have seen it so many times. Trust me, right? You are in the position you are meant to be in within your company or within your compensation plan, right? I've seen it so many times. Like, people come into the business, get to a certain level, maybe get to leadership level, and stop being grateful, and all of the things that they was excited about, their first pay. My first pay in this business was £30, and I was grateful for it. I was like, oh my God, I got paid £30. That's so good, because that's confirmed to me, it's not a scam and it is real and stuff like that. And then, as I've got £1,000, £2,000, £5,000, £10,000, it's so easy then to fall into the trap of, oh, well, I want £20,000. I'm not where I want to be. And you stop being grateful, where you need to remember that one day where you was grateful for that first £30, or you was grateful for that first four-figure pay, right? You need to be grateful for where you're at before you get to the next level. And trust me, I've seen it so many times. I've seen people come into network marketing, build up to leadership level, get four figures, get an amazing pay. Their business might drop a little bit and they go, do you know what? I think I deserve more. I might go and try another company, or I might try something else, or maybe network marketing ain't for me. And I think, oh my gosh, if only you understood that actually you just need to be grateful for where you are. Remember, there is a time in our life where we would absolutely go crazy for the things that we've got now, right? I'm sitting in my brand new amazing house. Imagine if I was I really want a new house now. You've got to remember where you come from, and you've got to remember what you've achieved already. I remember sitting in my old house, praying and wishing and doing my gratitudes every day and putting a house like this on my vision board. So you've got to remember that. You've got to remember where you've come from. And, we're all in a place where, if you're in network marketing, if you are in this business has brought you something positive, right? It will always bring you something positive. So you've got to remember that, right? And be grateful for it, right? So actually, my first task for you all is to quickly write down what positive things this business, your business, your network marketing business, what has it brought you, right? And I promise you, it's brought you something positive. Even if you're not financially where you want to be right now, it might have helped you to grow as a person. It might have helped you overcome your anxiety. It might have helped you grow in confidence. It might have helped you make more friends. It might have helped you be a part of something bigger than you. It might have helped you. It's helped you to do something, okay? I really want you to think about that. that and think about what you are grateful for. Even if you're not in a position you want to be right now, even if you're not earning what you want to earn right now, please think about what this business has brought you, right? And I promise you, it would have brought you something positive that you can right now be grateful for. I want you to write that list and I want you to look at it, because we can get stuck in a rut of, oh, well, it's not working. Oh, it's not where I want to be. Oh, my team are not doing anything. Guys, right? Get grateful for where you're at and what you've got right now. Trust me. So make that list, guys. Okay, so people are not grateful. But if people are not grateful, they will never be abundant in anything, right? It's really, really important to be grateful. Gratitude is absolutely everything, right? So all I want you guys to do is I want you to write a list of everything that you are currently grateful for. Everything in your life that you are currently grateful for that you can think of off the top of your head, I want you to make a list of it, right? And if you can, practice this list every single day. Go back to this list every single day, right? And a way that you can write your gratitudes out is you can write things like, I am truly blessed to have, okay? Fill in the blank. Why? Okay, so because. Why are you blessed to have that? I am happy and grateful for... what? What are you happy and grateful for? Okay, and because. I am truly grateful for, with all my heart, thank you for. Okay, so you're saying you're thankful. So I'll give you an example of these, right? Some that I wrote down today and some gratitudes that I say aloud regularly. Maybe not every single day, but a lot of mornings I wake up and I do my gratitude. So I am truly blessed to have my amazing family because they are the best family in the world and I love spending every day with them. I am so happy and grateful for my health and my family's health because it means we can live a strong, abundant and happy life together. I am truly grateful for my amazing business because it allows me to live a life of time and financial freedom and work from home with my family. With all my heart, thank you for my beautiful home because it's my dream home and makes me feel so content. I am so blessed to have my dream car because it was on my vision board and it was such an amazing achievement for me to get it. I am so grateful for all of my material things that I have in my life because they make me feel content and like I've achieved so much. I am truly grateful for my capsules to be in my life. I'm truly grateful for my capsules to be in my life because they make my immune system strong. Okay, so this is obviously like relevant to me, guys, and the things that I have in my life. I'm very grateful for my mum who raised me because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. I'm truly grateful for the air that I breathe because it allows us to live. I'm truly grateful for my amazing garden. I love sitting in it and makes me feel very accomplished. So for me, my garden is a massive one because in my old house, we never had like my dream garden. And for me, every single time I sit in it, I just feel so, so thankful, right? We've got our hot tub. We've got our little meditation area. I just love it so much. So these are some of the gratitudes that I practice every single day. So you might be sitting there, right? And you might be thinking, well, actually, I haven't got my dream car yet. I haven't got my dream house yet. Actually, I haven't got my dream garden yet. But you can be thankful for whatever situation you are currently in, because I'll say it again, you can't get any further, you can't be abundant in anything until you're grateful for what you have, right? And maybe you haven't even got a garden yet, okay? But there are still things that you can be grateful for. So let me break this down for you, right? And tell you a list of like maybe small things that you can be grateful for right now, okay? I'm looking out my window. It's currently sunny, right? So I can be grateful for the sunshine. I woke up this morning, I had a hot cup of tea. I can be grateful for the fact that I had that hot cup of tea, okay? You can be grateful for the roof over your head. Whatever home you're currently living in, maybe it's not your dream home, you can still be grateful for it. You can be grateful for friends that you've got in your life. You can be grateful for chilling out of an evening watching Netflix, watching the TV, okay? TV is not something that I like love, okay? But if you need some chill time and you're sitting there watching it, you might be grateful for it. You might be grateful for nature, going for a walk, okay? Sitting on a bench, right? Giving yourself some thoughts, your mindfulness, okay? Having a conversation. You may have had a conversation today. I had a conversation today at the gym. You're grateful for that conversation, okay? Hobbies, going to the gym, things like that. Having things like your speech, having things like your sight, right? The fact that you can open your eyes in the morning and you can see, you can be grateful for that, or you should be grateful for that. Health, we all need to be grateful for the fact that we have our health, okay? Because without our health, we have nothing. Having days out, having time with your family, having days in, having a job. Maybe it's not your dream job. Maybe you aspire to have another job, right? Be grateful for the job that you're in so that you can then work on getting the job that you want, okay? Don't just think, oh, my job's so rubbish. Like, oh, I don't really want to go to my job. It's not my dream job. Because if you didn't have it, would you be in a worse situation? So even if it's not ideal, you can still be grateful for it. Social media. I'm very grateful for social media, okay? It's where I build my business, but it might be where you make friends, where you connect with people, where you stay connected with people that live in other parts of the world who you may have met before. Your ability to breathe is a massive one. Just the air that you breathe, okay? That's an amazing one. Your eyes, your sight, as I've said, there are so many things that we can look for and be grateful for. Have you ever had a conversation with someone and you're like, be grateful, and they're like, oh, I have nothing to be grateful for? Well, them type of people, like, they're never ever gonna be abundant in anything. Like, they're never ever gonna get, like, abundant in anything in their life if they're not grateful for what they currently have. And one thing I'd like to tell you, if you are going through like a really difficult time right now and you really do feel like you've got nothing in life to be grateful for, your relationships are breaking down, maybe you've not got friends, maybe your health isn't in the best place, like, let me tell you something, right? Life throws things at us sometimes, and life can be bloody harsh, right? And life can be so unfair. And sometimes life is giving us stuff to like break us down, right? And sometimes it's a test, right? And trust me when I tell you, these are all lessons. Life is giving you lessons for you to be grateful and for you to get through it. We will always get lessons. And I'm grateful for when bad things happen in my life, like when I go through like hard times and stuff like that. Before I learned about gratitude, right, you might look at that and you might think, oh, it's so unfair, this is happening in my life. Like, why is life so rubbish? Why is life so unfair? But let me tell you, every single hard situation that you go through is actually teaching you a lesson and actually making you grow stronger. And actually, you need to be thankful and grateful for that hard time that you're going through, because there will be a lesson in it. There will be something in it that will make your life better once you're grateful for it. And you're like, right, okay, I accept this is happening to me. I'm grateful for the fact that this is happening to me. You will learn something from it, right? An example of this, right? Let's take it back to talking about our network marketing business. So say, for example, people leaving our team in our network marketing business. And I went through a very hard time last year when I had a lot of people leave my network marketing business, like my team, right? And at the time, you can think, oh, it's so unfair. Like, I've given them so much training. I've worked so hard. Why is this happening to me? And you can play the victim, right? You can think, this is so unfair. In the towel now, I quit, I give up. Like, why is no one staying? Why are people leaving? Why are people going to like extra company or this different company that's coming along, or you know, stuff like that? Now, trust me, I look at that now as a massive, massive blessing. I am not the person that I was before those people left my business, right? It happens for a reason. There is a lesson to be learned in it. And I know right now I have become such a better person, so much of a better leader for having that lesson and for going through that, right? And there is always stuff to learn. There is always stuff. Like, when you get through something, you're always going to come out of it a better person. You're always going to learn something from it. And I believe that for every single difficult thing you go through in your life, there will be lessons to learn and you will come out of it. And as long as you keep going and keep being grateful, you will come out of it and you will be better off for it. And I promise you that. Every single hard thing you're going through, if you're looking at it right now and you're thinking, but it's so hard, why is it happening to me? It's happening to you for a reason, and you will come out of it and you will be a better person and you will learn from it. Trust me. Just be grateful for the situation that you're going through. Get through it, and I promise you a lesson will be learned from it. Okay, so one more other thing I want to talk to you about, which has literally changed my life, is having a gratitude stone. Has anyone ever heard of this, or has anyone got this? This is something that truly changed mine and my family's life. We absolutely loved it. So has anyone on this podcast read the Magic, actually not The Secret, The Magic? If you haven't, and you want to become more abundant in gratitude, The Magic is a book I 100% recommend for you to do. And the reason I 100% recommend for you to do it is it's because it makes gratitude so easy. It's like, to me, like gratitude for dummies, gratitude for beginners, right? If you have not practiced gratitude before and you don't know where to start, The Magic will literally guide you through. It's literally amazing, right? So it's set up like 28 days, I think there is in The Magic. And it's set up like day one, right? Day one, you count your blessings. Day two, you find your magic rock, okay? Day three is magical relationships. Day four is magical health. Day five is magical money. And I can't remember them all, but it sort of goes like that. So every single day, you are learning a different lesson in gratitude, right? By the time you get to day 28, you will be abundant in gratitude. I've done The Magic now over and over, like quite a few times, because you can never ever do it too much. You can never practice too much gratitude, right? You can never be grateful too much, right? Okay, so that is really amazing, and it really breaks it down for you. So it's like little things that you can do every day. So day one, just literally write down what you're grateful for. And then day two, which is going to find your magical rock. This is what me and Ellie Rose, my daughter, and my husband, we did it together, and we absolutely loved it. And it's become a ritual that we do every single evening before we go to bed, and we just absolutely love it. It makes you reflect on your day and makes you think about what you're grateful for your day. And if, say, for example, Ellie Rose has had a difficult day in school, it makes you still look at the positive. It makes you go to sleep with a smile and be grateful for the good things that have happened to you in that day. And sometimes you might have to look a little bit harder. If you've had a terrible day, sometimes you really might need to think a little bit harder, okay? But there is also always something to be grateful for, as I've said, okay? So the idea behind The Magic Rock, if you haven't got one yet and it's something that you haven't done, go out for a walk, maybe do it with your family, because we love doing this as a family. Pick up a rock that kind of, like, you know, that you feel a connection with. We literally got our rocks from the floor. I mean, we've got all different types of gratitude rocks now that we've bought and different things, or we've found from different places around the world that we've traveled to. But literally, just by going outside, picking up a rock that you feel like you've got a connection with, maybe you like the shape of it, maybe you like the colour of it, maybe you like the texture of it, pick it up, put it beside your bed, and every single night, pick up this rock and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then you can say what you're grateful for that day. Okay, you can count your blessings, you can say what you're grateful for that day. And it's just a little ritual, because gratitude, I think, is something that you can't just do once. It's something that you've got to do, like, over and over again. And having that rock at the side of our bed every single night, you know, and I go into Ellie Rose's room and I give her a kiss, and we hold our gratitude rocks in our hand, we close our eyes. We don't necessarily say it out loud. It might just be something we hold. It's like a little prayer. Like, you hold it in your hand, you just say, thank you, thank you, thank you, and you say what you're thankful for. And it's just a lovely little ritual. If you really want to get gratitude into your life and you want to be consistent with it, it's a really easy way of doing it, because you look at the rock every night and you're not going to forget then, okay? So even if you've got a busy morning, you don't practice your gratitude of a morning, it's literally 30 seconds of an evening to go to bed with a grateful heart. And magic happens, okay, when you go to bed with a grateful heart. It really, really does. So one more little story for you, what I wanted to share with you is my time in Thailand. So I actually qualified for an all-expense-paid trip to Thailand, and two of my mentors paid for it, and it was an out of this world trip, something that I'll forever be grateful for the person and the leader that it helped me to develop into. So on this trip, I qualified for hitting top rank in my company. My husband also qualified for hitting the pinnacle position in our company. And we got taken on an all-expense-paid trip to Thailand. Now, Thailand is a magical place, okay? Very, very spiritual. I felt just amazing there. Just got this feeling there of, like, how much I want my life to change. And we were there, and, you know, we had already, like, experienced such phenomenal things and growth, and, you know, we had amazing businesses and our income was, you know, through the roof, and we were sort of smashing life. And it was there, really, that my eyes really got open to gratitude. So we went, so on that trip, like, everything was, like, pay for, like, what our mentors done for us was unreal. It was one of the top resorts in the whole world. It's called Katar Rocks. They're not just one of the top resorts in Thailand, but in the whole world. And it was out of this world. We had our own infinity pool, our own jacuzzis, like, our own suites. And we got taken on, like, private yachts. They rented a private island for, like, we had, like, our private chefs on there. We done, like, water sports. We had, like, a yacht for the day where we just, like, you know, sunbathed and partied. Like, we had jacuzzis on this yacht. It was absolutely unreal. We went to the elephant sanctuaries, which was amazing. And one day we went to the Big Buddha, and it was such a spiritual place. It's so incredible. And I just felt there, like, I felt the power of gratitude, and I felt what it is to be grateful. And you know, you meet with, like, one of the monks there, and we got, like, a gratitude bracelet, and we said, like, our thank yous. I really thought there about the last kind of 6 years, like, my network marketing business and what I've achieved over the past 6 years. And I really thought about it, and I really spent time, like, just thinking about how grateful I was for it. Because, as I said, like, at the start of this podcast, right, I've seen people come into this business, make new friends, quit their jobs, earn insane money, travel the world, qualify for free trips, and somewhere along the way go, ah, oh, like, I'm not really getting to where I want to get to. Like, oh, my money's not really going up. Oh, I've not really hit top rank yet. Oh, I'm not Millionaires Club yet. And quit. And I just think, if only you actually sat and reflected and sat and thought about what greatness this industry has actually brought you. What other industry allows you to be a better person in this way? What other industry allows you to do things like quit your job and travel the world and qualify for free incentives? Like, this is just, I just think it's absolutely crazy. And I just think if we could practice gratitude more, this wouldn't happen. People would be truly grateful for where they're currently at, because, as I say, we've all got things to be grateful for. And if you are in this industry, I'm getting quite emotional now, right? Because I get so passionate about this, right? If you are in this industry, it is phenomenal what you can get and how much your life can change. I don't know another industry where you can start as a normal person without any education necessarily, without being from a particular place, without being a particular person. Anyone is the most equal opportunity business in the world, where anyone can live an above average phenomenal life, right? And I've seen people come into it, change their life, and somehow then lose their gratitude. And as a result of that, they lose their business and they lose it all. And it's a very sad thing to see. And I've seen it repeatedly. And I just wish that more people would practice gratitude. And on that trip in Thailand, it really just made me reflect on the past 6 years and all of the stuff that I've got in my life, not just material stuff, but the people that I've got in my life, the community that I've got in my life, the life that I'm living, all of the things that I've been able to do, all of the experiences that I've been able to have, the people that I'm around. Like, it's just phenomenal, and I'll never, ever, ever stop being grateful, right? I'll never sit there and think, oh, I'm not Millionaires Club yet. Oh, I've not achieved this and that yet. Because, like, get real, like, open your eyes as to what you have really achieved. And I know that I have achieved so much, and I am so bloody grateful for it that I can't even tell you how much. I can't even say thank you enough times in a day. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Right? I cannot say it enough, because it is phenomenal what I've achieved and the life that I'm living. And I am so truly thankful for it. I'll never, ever, ever be ungrateful, ever. Because when you're ungrateful, that's when you can potentially lose it all. Okay, there's always something to be grateful for. And if anyone ever comes to me within my business and they're like, oh, you know, like, it's just not working for me, I'm just not where I want to be, I'm like, please think about what goodness this business has brought you, please, right? And it's going to have brought you some phenomenal things. And you're never going to get to the next part unless you're grateful for what you currently have. Never feel like anything is owed to you. Never feel hard done by. Never feel like you deserve more. Be grateful for where you're currently at. And I promise you, you will get more. That is the secret. That is the magic. That is the power. Gratitude is so bloody powerful, right? And if you haven't got a gratitude in your life, promise me that you will start practicing gratitude right now and watch your life change, guys. Watch your life change, right? Even if it's something like I say, saying your gratitudes every morning, getting your gratitude rock, putting it by your bed and saying what you're thankful for every single night. Something simple like that. Promise me you will do it, and I promise you, your life will change. We've got to stop playing the victim. We've got to stop like saying like, oh, this is so unfair, that is so unfair. Stop that and be grateful for where you're currently at and all of the current good that you have into your life, and I promise you, your life will get better. I hope that helped you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I know I got passionate there, but gratitude is something that I am truly, truly grateful for, passionate about, because it has changed my life. Being grateful has changed my life and I absolutely love it. Thank you so much for listening, guys, and I'll speak to you all soon.